You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to the Gym Class here at KGYM at 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM here in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and, of course, your smart speaker. Good show for you as we're gonna have a discussion today. I'm not going to say it's a Friday topic moved to Thursday. It's a Friday discussion moved to Thursday. And we're going to talk about college basketball. We're going to talk about potential rule changes. Are you in favor of a new look to college basketball coming up next year? We'll kick that around. There is some college basketball transfer portal news today. Seemingly, that is always the case. And we'll inform you on that coming up here in just a little bit. First round of the Wells Fargo going on outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. And we'll let you know how Zach Johnson did today in the first round, which is ongoing, of course, at Quail Hollow. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. 319-366-1600. That is our phone line as well at 319-366-1600. Scott Udash with you. Mark Dukes joining me in a moment. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on this Thursday. Don't forget, once again today and tomorrow as well, we've got a four-pack of tickets to a Hawkeye Downs race this year. Our season gets started tomorrow evening, and it looks like a good weather night out at the racetrack. Gates open at 6 o'clock, qualifying at 7 o'clock, and the racing starts at 7:30. Five fun-filled classes in action. And, of course, stop by the merchandise stand and snag a souvenir. Visit the pits after the races for a chance to see your favorite driver up close. And more information available at kgymradio.com on that. But we've got a four-pack of tickets to give away once again here today. And we bring in Mark Dukes on this Thursday. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys. Pleasure to be with you once again. And beautiful day going on in eastern Iowa. Hope you're enjoying it. A ton of baseball news as well. Release of a Hall of Famer, a debut of a former Cedar Rapids Colonel, historic birthday, and a friend of the show raised his voice last night, and that's putting him mildly.
Our buddy Cal Elder got Hernandez last night. Can we make that into a thing now, a trending thing, something like that? Angel Hernandez, who's had a bad week. You think you have had a bad week? Angel Hernandez has had a bad week. And he called a balk last night, and which wasn't. Mike Matheny went nuts, and then Cal went real nuts from the dugout, and then Cal got tossed, and then Cal got his pound of flesh last night.
Cal, normally mild-mannered, if you've ever listened to him on the Gym Class here, and when he's not the pitching coach of the Kansas City Royals. He was steamed. And it all started in the sixth inning last night when Angel Hernandez, the home plate umpire, called a hit by pitch, which appeared to go off the bat of the batter. And Salvador Perez, the catcher, claimed he heard it and saw it. But nevertheless, it went down as a hit by pitch. Mike Matheny came out and argued, the Kansas City Royals manager. And then shortly thereafter, Brady Singer, the Royals pitcher, was called for a balk. And Matheny got tossed. Cal Eldred came out, had to be restrained from Angel Hernandez. Brady Singer got tossed. And I've never seen Cal so exercised on the baseball diamond. Again, such a mild-mannered guy. But Angel Hernandez really set him off last night and trying to determine if Cal had ever been tossed out of a game. I mean, there's no clearinghouse that you can look at or whatnot. If he has been, I think it'd be few and far between.
Yeah, Button spent a good portion of his afternoon looking to find out if Cal has been tossed. Could not find it. I think we've asked him that question before, though. And I believe he said no, I believe. Yeah, I'm usually very mild-mannered, but Cal was livid last night, and he was going after Angel Hernandez. And Angel Hernandez deserves everything thrown at him, usually. And that was the case last night. And again, I mean, we all know why. Once you are embedded and ensconced into the brotherhood of Major League Baseball umpiring, short of something off the field, you're not going to get fired. I mean, just Angel Hernandez is, I think, flat out, everyone can agree, the worst umpire in Major League Baseball, without a doubt. And for him to keep making these calls one on top of another, on top of another, on top of another, is just absolutely beyond words. And not just because Cal got tossed out last night, and we know Cal, but just due to the fact that it's silly. It's absolutely silly.
Well, earlier this week, he admitted to guessing on a call. And you know what? That's not the first time that's happened to an umpire. But when it happens to Angel Hernandez, it becomes a story. And I hate it when umpires and officials become part of the story. And Angel Hernandez and Joe West do that frequently. They become part of the story, and it's just not right. I think you or I could have texted Cal and asked him the question today, but the Royals are in action right now, not doing very well. Not sure Cal slept well last night, but he is back in the dugout. As near as I can tell, the Royals down 3-0 in the sixth inning in an afternoon filled with baseball.
It is 319-366-1600. A lot of afternoon baseball, as you said, going on. Other baseball news. Albert Pujols is not going to be around much longer, at least as a member of the Los Angeles Angels. Has been scuffling this year. Angels got some younger people, especially one they want to throw out there at first base, and it sounds as though that the certain Hall of Famer, the former St. Louis Cardinal and now Angel, as we mentioned, he is going to be released. He's a final year of his 10-year contract. He was released earlier on today. $240 million contract, if you remember, Mark. And Pujols, who's now into his 40s, is hitting under 200 so far this year. And just wasn't getting things done as far as the Angels and Artie Moreno are concerned. And I would imagine somebody will probably pick him up. I don't know who that would be. It's got to be an American League team. There's no doubt about that. I would think. I wouldn't imagine a National League team would trot him out there too many times. It's too bad. It's too bad. You hate to see somebody's career kind of go off the cliff like it is right now for Pujols a little bit. But it's understandable, I guess. And I think somebody's going to take a flyer on Albert.
Yeah, this move is not entirely surprising. Pujols' production had declined, and he's 41 years old, as you mentioned, in the final year of his 10-year $240 or $50 million contract, whatever it was. And remember, at the time, Scott, that was just an enormous contract, an enormous investment by the Angels. But they have come to an end, and that relationship has come to an end. If he's going to hook on, it's got to be as a DH with some American League team. I don't know what Pujols is thinking, whether, you know, he'd want to hook up on with somebody else or just bow out gracefully. But without having to recite statistics or anything like that, the guy is a certain Hall of Famer, and he's had just a remarkable career.
319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on the text line. Again, that's 319-366-1600. We do have afternoon baseball going on today, as you mentioned. Twins and the Rangers are tied at 3 up in Minneapolis right now, Mark, as they play, I believe, the ninth inning, correct?
Byron Buxton at the plate with one out. And, yeah, I would so look forward to extra innings.
Yeah, the bullpen and extra innings have been synonymous, almost as good as another team in the Central Division that will remain nameless. Astros in the ninth inning leading at Yankee Stadium 7-4. Funny part about that game, I read Gleyber Torres scoring on an infield single from first against the shift. yeah, but keep doing those shifts, everybody. Keep them coming. Seventh inning, the Tigers and the Red Sox are tied at 8th. They are through 7 in St. Louis. Cardinals trail the Mets 2-1. I mentioned the Royals getting 2 hit right now by the Cleveland Indians. That by a score of 3-0. Just underway, a couple of games early. Oakland with an early 1-0 lead on Toronto. They're just underway in the nation's capital. Washington and the Braves, no score. And one final, the Philadelphia Phillies with a 2-0 shutout. Zach Wheeler getting his third win of the year against the Milwaukee Brewers. So that's as far as Major League Baseball. Just 2 games tonight in the world of Major League Baseball. 319-366-1600. Happy birthday to, I believe, in my mind anyway, the greatest baseball player of all time, the Say Hey Kid, Willie Mays, enjoying a birthday today, Mark. And it's almost, it makes me cringe just to say the number associated with the birthday for Willie Mays.
90 years old today, Willie is, and happy birthday to him. I was privileged to see him play, and if he's not one of the greatest players of all time, he's certainly in the conversation. Center fielder, played for 20 plus years. You know, you don't have to recite statistics there either. That famous over the head catch. He kind of made famous the basket catch, if you remember. But played for a good long time. And I think I read a statistic today on Willie Mays that, you know, WAR is a big statistic these days, wins above replacement. And I think 9 or 10 of his seasons, he would have led the major leagues in that category. That's how valuable he was. We can argue about contenders for, the greatest players of all time. Frankly, I didn't see them all. I didn't see Babe Ruth. I don't know. But Willie Mays was tremendous.
Like I said, and it's debatable. I mean, we could debate that one for a Friday topic on who you believe is the greatest baseball player of all time. Yeah, you're right. It's hard to judge with different eras, different rules, different interpretations of rules, et cetera. But as far as everything that you could do as far as a baseball player is concerned, I still think Willie Mays is at the top of the list as far as I'm concerned. Hitting, power, speed, defense, arm strength, things like that. I just think you put it all together. And I would vote him number one in my mind anyway.
Well, however many tools you can have as a baseball player, he had them all. You know, 5 tool players, 6 tool players. I don't know how many tools there are anymore.
But a lot of tools.
He had all the tools. And pretty good ambassador for the game. I think he had one dust-up with a casino after his playing career. But by and large, has been a pretty good ambassador for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, he has been. 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Don't forget tomorrow, Mark and Buttons will be on with you on Friday, and Austin Ashe will join the men coming up tomorrow to talk about coming back to Iowa City for another year with the Iowa Hawkeyes and, of course, product of Mount Vernon High School and Cedar Rapids. And, I'm going to tune into that on the podcast, which, by the way, you can get at KGYMradio.com or Apple or Spotify as well. Just look up the Gym Class. We've got the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on there as well. I'm looking forward to hearing Austin what he has to say.
Yeah, he's by no means a star player for the Iowa Hawkeyes, but he's become a fan favorite. He's sort of a local guy, Eastern Iowa product. Scott, you and I have known his dad, Kerry, for many, many years. And he's a proud papa. There's no question about that, and rightfully so. But I've never talked to Austin. I'm looking forward to it. I've already assembled some questions for him. And, looking forward to a chat with Austin Ashe.
Yeah, so that'll be coming up tomorrow. 319-366-1600. Mark, are you sitting down?
I know, it's going to extras.
No, but did you see what happened in the ninth with the Twins?
Well, they went 1-2-3. What do you mean?
Byron Buxton going down first base hard.
Oh, yeah.
Pulled up after a bang-bang play as he reached first and has been replaced by Jake Cave in center field. This cannot be happening, right?
I did see that, and didn't know. I don't know what happened. It was about half, two-thirds of the way down the base paths, and he did pull up. I don't know what the deal is. Hopefully it's not too serious. Tyler Duffy just throwing a wild pitch for a runner on third, nobody out. Wonderful. And the beat goes on.
319-366-1600. They're going to win an extra inning game sometime this year.
They're 0-7, probably end up 0-15, Scott.
0-15. Ah, mercy. 1527 on the text line, talking a little golf. Yes, the course is tough. Phil Mickelson in second should be an interesting weekend. Thank you, Ralph, for that. And let's talk about the Wells Fargo Invitational. The Wells Fargo Championship going on at Quail Hollow, one of the top venues on the PGA Tour each year. It's hosted a major, the PGA, won by Justin Thomas a few years ago. And great field there for the Wells Fargo.
Very much so. And one of the all-time greats, Phil Mickelson, base hit, Texas, taking a fourth.
I'm sorry.
My God. It just never ends. But at any rate, one of the all-time greats, Phil Mickelson, tied for the lead. He is at -5 through 12 holes, tied with K.H. Lee, who has completed his round at 5-under par 66. Zach Johnson, Cedar Rapidian, going out early today, shot at 2-under par 69. Normally 2-under par just doesn't raise a lot of eyebrows, but as you can tell, scores are not particularly low. Zach 3 strokes off the lead right now. And he'll go off at about 12:30 Central Time tomorrow in his second round, just trying to put 4 rounds together. He's had some good tournaments, but he's really struggled trying to put 4 rounds together. We'll see if that happens this week at out in North Carolina.
Yeah, and most of the world top 20 is assembled for this one. Just 2 weeks away, obviously, from the PGA Championship that'll be going on at Kiowa. Coming up. So that should be an outstanding tournament. And this one is an outstanding tournament. And hopefully Zach can keep it going. He's tied in there at 2-under par. Justin Thomas, who won the PGA at Quail Hollow, also in there at 2-under par. So, like we said, some very, very big names out there. 319-366-1600. Basketball news today. College basketball news as TJ Otzelberger. I think gets a big, big win as far as a brand new player is concerned, as he has done quite well. I think it's been 7 basketball players that he has signed from the transfer portal. And that includes another one today or last night in the announcement made today. A guy I have always liked at Penn State, Isaiah Brockington, about 12 points a game. I think is by I think he's the cream of the crop so far of the guys brought in as far as Iowa State and T.J. Otzelberger is concerned.
He's a good one. 12.5 points a game for the Nittany Lions last season. Started all but one of their games, and he joins Gabe Kalscher coming over from Minnesota. Caleb Grill, who played at Iowa State, went to UNLV with Otzelberger, and now has come back to Iowa State. And a couple big guys from Washington State and Denver. Yeah, six or seven transfers now for Otzelberger. We'll see how these guys mesh, what kind of chemistry they'll have. But at the very least, it's better than what they had.
Yeah, and Brockington's going to be good. Grill, I think, is going to help out in a big, big way. Now, keep in mind a couple things. Two pretty unproven bigs, including one from Washington State who likes to basically play in the perimeter for Iowa State. Still a perimeter-oriented team, and a perimeter-oriented team that didn't shoot real well, and that was with top scorer and top guy, Rashear Bolton, last year. Bolton's still going to be a big loss to this team, no doubt. And this team's not jumped to the top of the Big 12 as of yet. But I definitely think they've made their way toward the middle of the pack anyway, as far as probable predictions are concerned going into 21-22 in the Big 12.
Well, it's going to be better than last season, and that's not saying much because the Cyclones were winless in the Big 12. Again, can these guys mesh together? Can it have a pretty good chemistry? Can it find a balance and terms of scoring and rotation and whatnot. It's a challenge for Otzelberger, but he's getting the right pieces in place in his mind. And be interesting to see how that team comes together.
Yeah, 319-366-1600 at 327 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. We thank you for joining us as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. And just to touch upon this a little bit, we're going to get to our topic and our discussion coming up in a little over 5 minutes or so. And don't forget, we've got the Hawkeye Downs tickets to give away before 4 o'clock today. Yahoo Sports had this earlier today. And while we go through the name, image, and likeness litigation, for lack of a better word, did you see today, Mark, that in the state of Georgia, a governor there, Governor Kemp, signed a bill that allows college athletes in the state of Georgia to make endorsement money starting in July. Great. But and we've talked about this, and this is the first example of it. The new law also allows schools to take up to 75% of an athlete's endorsement income and redistribute to other athletes. Now, I don't want to go into the morality of all of that, and you have your own opinions on that. My only comment about it is the fact that you and I have both said, okay, star athlete's going to get all this money. Star athlete's going to get all this money. What are the Olympic athletes going to do that aren't going to be the ones that are going to get this money? And it's going to be okay for a while, but then down the road, you know what's going to happen, and that is, where's my part? Where's my slice of the pie of all this? As I see, you know, player X over there driving around in that fine new automobile or whatever the case may be, And here I am hoofing it to class every day in 20-degree temperatures. Is this going in that direction? Again, and I don't want to What are your thoughts about, is this legal, not? Is it moral? Whatever. I'm just pointing out the fact that somebody is already thinking about other athletes and maybe down the line about what could happen as far as litigation is concerned.
Well, it defeats the whole purpose of name, image, and likeness, does it not?
It does a little, yes.
I mean, Luca Garza is not Austin Ass. I'm sorry, you know, but Austin Ass is going to get a part of what Luca Garza earns. Maybe Garza would be fine with that. Of course, Garza's gone. I know that. But on the other hand, if Bill Gates wants to cut me in for a little bit, I'm good.
There you go. But something to think about, something to think about out there. And I, maybe we'll see this in more states. I don't know. I don't know. Is there a great answer to this question? No, there's not a perfect answer probably out there. Do you have a, I don't think there's a perfect answer out there. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. 319-366-1600 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:30. We're going to step aside and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to launch into a discussion about college basketball. It's going to be this week's Friday topic moved to Thursday, but it's actually going to be a discussion. We're going to talk about potential rule changes and what you think about it as far as college basketball is concerned. Does college basketball need an overhaul? Your thoughts welcome at 319-366-1600. We'll come back and discuss after this.
Severe weather can sneak up fast. And Linn County REC wants to help you stay safe and stay informed. May is National Electric Safety Month, so it's the perfect time to get prepared for storm-related power outages. Make sure you have a battery-operated flashlight, radio, clock, and some fresh batteries on hand. And if you haven't already, download the Smart Hub app. This cool tool makes it simple to report an outage. Get the Smart Hub app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it, select Linn County REC as your electric provider, and log in with the same username and password you use at linncountyrec.com. Then, if the weather takes a turn and the power goes out, you can report it right there in a tap. You can also look over the map to see if it's a widespread outage. Download the Linn County REC Smart Hub app now during National Electric Safety Month, and you'll be ready if an Iowa storm rolls in. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
We've all had that dream. Tie game, bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Well, on FanDuel Sportsbook, you can get more than one shot to swing for the fences. Because FanDuel is letting you place your first bet risk-free. That's right, new users get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. There is a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same-game parlay, and always-on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win, FanDuel pays you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And the live betting comes in handy as well during MLB games. If you see a trend you like in the middle of a game, FanDuel lets you easily place your bet. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with promo code COON to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code KUHN. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. To gambling problem, call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
It is 3:34. We welcome you back to the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here on this Thursday. Do appreciate it as always. We're going to have those Hawkeye Downs tickets to give away before 4 o'clock for a race and during the 2021 Friday night season, non-specials. And we'll do that before 4 o'clock, as we mentioned. Also, our partner interruption contest continuing here on KGYM. We've got the opportunity after KGYM and ESPN interrupt your favorite hosts each weekday. They give you a shot at $1,000. There are multiple times to win on all of our KGYM frequencies. Each time you hear us interrupt any radio show on the gym with the cash keyword, head to kgymradio.com, enter that hour's keyword, and your chance to win $1,000 comes up. More information available. That, of course, is at kgymradio.com. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. And going to get to our topic coming up here. And that is college basketball, and not the transfer portal here, Mark. By the way, we were talking about name, image, and likeness just briefly before we went to a break. 4007 on the text line, talking about the state of Georgia and redistributing some of the money to all athletes. 4007 says, I think that is ridiculous, but I am not surprised.
I second that motion.
True. We will give you one more. Isaiah Brockington, of course, going to Iowa State from Penn State. Franz Wagner going into the draft from Michigan, by the way. So he will not be back. Wolverines have some big losses, but they have the either number one or number two recruiting class in the country coming in for Juwan Howard next year. So they will be plenty fine, I think, in Ann Arbor next year. 319-366-1600. Let's get to some college basketball talk here. 319-366-1600. Like to hear from you out there. Does college basketball need to be fixed? Does it need a little bit of a facelift? Obviously, coming off the NCAA tournament a month and a half ago, around there anyway, some great games all taking place around the Indianapolis area, of course, this year due to the pandemic. But they're already thinking and discussing it right now as far as what could take place and what the future might look like as far as NCAA basketball here, Mark.
Yeah, the NCAA Men's Basketball Rules Committee is meeting in Indianapolis the next couple days. And what it is doing is reviewing 13 possible rule changes that have been called from recommendations that have been collected. And it's an interesting list. We'll see. It's gone final. Which wins, lose, again in extra innings. But at any rate.
I'm sorry.
At any rate, it's going to be interesting to see what's going to be recommended. Not everything will be recommended. It's possible that some will be recommended for a two-year trial period, which usually happens in the National Invitation Tournament. Try to see how successful some of those things will be. But I don't know. What do you think is the most interesting, Scott, here, most likely to be recommended?
Well, here are the things that this committee is coming up with, or they are talking about anyway. Let's just go to the big ones. Tweak traveling interpretation to universally allow players to Euro step, use spin moves and step backs. Aren't we already doing that in 85% of the occasions?
Pretty much. Why don't we just add continuation plays at the bucket too?
Yeah, there is a few officials that like to do that and allow that. Those are already there. So I think it's just put it in writing. And, you know, the Euro step is akin to holding in college and in the NFL especially, where it is allowed, but unless you happen to, you know, do a two-step dance move with the guy and throw him down on his way to the quarterback, it's pretty much never called. Same thing as far as basically as far as traveling on Euro steps, spin moves, et cetera, et cetera. Widening the lane from its current 12 feet distance to 16 feet. more toward the international game, if you will. Also to be talked about and recommended, award possession to the defense after a jump ball is called. Now it goes to the alternate arrow, of course. If the defense makes a great play, you help out the defense. That is one of the rules that is being talked about. I do not like this. Eliminate 10-second backcourt rule. You cannot do that. Can't do that.
No, that's stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah, can't do that. Allow the offensive team to decline free throws in the final 2 minutes and in overtime. Instead, opt for an inbound. People asking, maybe then, how do you come back in a game? You better make a steal. eliminate the 5-second closely guarded rule. That's basically gone anyway. So have at it, whatever the case may be. Allow instant replay on shot clock violation in final 2 minutes / overtime on a missed shot. Sure, why not? We look at everything else, so why not look at that? Allow instant replay on basket interference / goaltending calls, but only if after an official calls the violation. Sure, why not? We'll see. We'll see. Here are the big ones, Mark. Big ones right here. And these sound like they are going to be tested as far as the NIT is concerned, where the NCAA usually goes to test new rules. The 2-timeout limit per team with under 2 minutes in regulation and throughout overtimes. Yes, please. Or while you're at it, don't allow a media timeout to be taken 3 seconds. The coaches know when the media timeouts are coming, folks. So they'll take a timeout at 12:02. You inbound the ball, gets tipped out of bounds after timeout at 11:59, and there's a media timeout. Get rid of that, too, but that's just my thing. That was gone for a year. Eliminate offensive basket interference and use the FIBA rule, which is the ball is always live after it makes contact with the rim. Trying to get more of an international flavor, I think. 6 fouls, Mark. The modified 6-foul rule. Player is allowed 3 fouls per half. Would be disqualified if they committed 4 fouls in a half. However, a player can commit 2 or 3 first half fouls and have as many as 4 or 3 more to use the remainder of the game, allowing for 6 total. Interesting. So you could commit your 4th foul, be out a half, and then come back, start up, and you get 2 more fouls in the second half. Interesting. And introduce quasi-quarters by resetting the team's fouls at the 10-minute mark of each half. Begin double bonus on the 5th foul within each 10-minute segment. This eliminates the 1-and-1 as far as free throws are concerned. This is basically going to quarters, much like what the women's game is as far as the NCAA is concerned. And, you know, yeah. A lot of people do like that as far as women's NCAA basketball is concerned. You don't have to worry about the 1-and-1 if you have a crew that is calling big-time fouls that night. It does reset. You're not in a free-throw contest for the final 12, 13 minutes of a half or a ball game. A lot of people do like that rule, and I, for one, think that rule might have a chance to go.
Well, the college basketball is a wonderful game, Scott. I know you would agree, but it needs some tweaking. In my mind, the biggest problems with college basketball right now is the elongated last couple minutes or last minute. And what can be done there? Limiting timeouts, perhaps, has been proposed. You know, listen, every foul in the last minute or two is on purpose, right? I mean, it's you're not going to call that, but something's got to be done with the end of the game. And as far as the quarter system goes, I've been for it for a long time. Every level of of basketball uses the quarter system. High school, women's college basketball, and so on and so forth, the NBA. As I have looked into it, the reason that college basketball has, kept that at arm's distance is because of television contracts. TV takes, four timeouts a half at the 4, 8, 12, and 16-minute marks of each half. And those commercials are built in. I think it's a stupid reason not to entertain the quarter system. There's a lot of merits to it in terms of, when you reach 5 fouls in a quarter, the other team shoots two. There's no one-on-ones anymore, and I like that part of it. I like the quarter system from what I've seen in women's college basketball. I don't know what's going to be recommended, but I think, again, the end of game needs to be addressed in some way, somehow, whether it's limiting reviews, limiting timeouts, calling intentional fouls, what have you. I don't have particularly have the answer, but that's an annoying part of watching a college basketball game, I think. Coaches love it because they can extend the game either by fouls or timeouts, what have you. But I think it's something that needs to be addressed in college basketball.
346-319-366-1600. And I'm with you. I think the quarter system would be I do like it as far as men's basketball is concerned. I think the women's game flows very well. And as far as you can compare it a little bit to the high school game, as far as the experimental shot clock, they also had during those games the experimental rule that every quarter starts over with 5 fouls. And the game flows better with it. And I'd like to see men's college basketball. They can figure out television timeouts. Trust us.
Well, evidently the women's game has.
Yeah, they figured it out. And the games actually can fit into the two-hour limit. That two-hour television window a lot better than they do right now. And, I agree with you. The one thing that probably taints college basketball right now is the fact that you have the last couple minutes of the games, especially in the NCAA tournament. If there is one gripe about it, is that there are too many instant replay look-ins, monitor reviews, etc. You just get the game elongated for the most part. On the text line, 0623, and love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. Should the game of college basketball be tinkered with? That's what we're talking about here today. 0623, they should eliminate all offensive basket interference. So, kind of used to be that way in, 60s, the 70s, where goaltending wasn't there. I think it was the UCLA centers that got that rule changed, and some of the NBA guys as well. Thank you. 8186, limit officials to 3 monitor reviews per half. Call it the Valentine rule. TV Teddy out there. 3 is still quite a bit. But like you talked about, Mark, what is the difference between a foul at the 18:58 mark or a foul at the 1:11 mark in a ball game? If it's a foul then, it's a foul at the end, right?
Yeah, definitely so. And speaking of fouls, I'm totally against the 6-foul rule. I think it's a trumped-up thing. Many years ago, you recall, Scott, the Big East experimented with this, and the play got to be so rough that it quickly went away. You give some of these guys 6 fouls in a game, And it's just not going to be good, I don't think.
No, it's not. And I agree with you on that. And, yeah, and then, you know, figuring out two fouls. Oh, he gets four fouls in the second half and whatnot. I do agree with that. I would like to see that not change. Stay with five. And, you know, like I said, the ones I'm for, going to the quarters, resetting the fouls, I think that would be good as well. There are a couple of rules that are likely to be recommended. One of those would be the traveling interpretation. And the other one really doesn't, I mean, it's not going to make a big difference. Laptops and tablets to be allowed on the bench for coaching purposes only. I don't think that's going to be a big change as far as competitive balance is concerned, as far as college basketball is concerned. 319-366-1600. 1553 asks, what about the flagrant fouls? Nothing is right now being discussed as far as flagrant fouls are concerned. The different interpretations, was it a flagrant one or a flagrant two? Apparently that will stay. There is nothing on the docket as far as those discussions are concerned coming up.
And apparently nobody cares about palming or carrying the basketball, which I know you have a lot of that in your recreational league, but.
Oh, Mark. Wow.
But it's very prevalent in college basketball. Maybe everybody's come to accept it. Nothing addressed in that regard either. And maybe that's fine.
You know what? I'm going to defend the over 40 league and say that there is less carrying.
Yeah, because you don't take many dribbles. You just cast it up all the time.
Well, that is a part of it. But, you know, we all played back in the day when you couldn't do that. You know, and it's interesting. I never even thought about that until a mutual friend of ours, Mark, pointed that out to me this year and said, you notice how much carrying there is? Right now, guys can take three steps and four steps on a single dribble now because they get the palm underneath and throw it over the top. And I never noticed that until that mutual friend of ours told us that. And now I can't watch a game without looking at it for a couple minutes.
73-10, maybe a fellow rec player. Wow, Mark, shots fired.
indeed. Hey, I'm coming to the defense of the 40 and over league. Some good players.
Andy on the text line. I'm okay if they widen the lane, but they probably don't need to if they'd actually call 3 seconds when it happens.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
True. Because yeah, there are, and I will say this as well. There are times Luka Garza this year sat in the lane for 7 seconds.
And among others.
Among others. And it's just not Luka. It's everybody. But, yeah, it's not called anymore. And when it is called after a coach on the opposing team points it out. That's about the only time it is called. Love 7488. get rid of Bo Borowski. That will solve a lot of problems. Oh, my God. No, 97-40. College basketball does not need Angel Hernandez. No, don't need that. 50-28 under 1 minute, only one team timeout. Then two timeouts to set your defense with no team huddle, which is done already. Before every free throw, each team's got to get together to talk about what they're going to do.
Okay, Scott, how many timeouts per game does a team get?
Five. Plus the 8 television timeouts.
Yeah, there's 18 timeouts there, plus a review where the teams can gather in the huddle. Get rid of that.
True.
Make those teams stay on the court during a review. Don't let them huddle around the coach. You already have 18 timeouts between the 10 for the teams and 8 for television time. How many do you need?
True. 14-11, though, does not like the idea of losing the one-on-one free throws. Does not like that idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm torn.
I'm torn a little bit. I do like the way that the game flows, though, with the five fouls per 10 minutes or 8 minutes or whatever the case may be. I do like that out there.
You know what else I don't like towards the end of the game, Scott, and I don't know if you can do anything about it, is when the ball is rolled into play. And I know the clock doesn't start until it is touched, but I mean, I think that's a tremendous advantage, and maybe the defensive team is responsible for that. But I mean, you roll the ball up the court for 3, 4, 5 seconds. That's a tremendous advantage. And again, I don't think you can do anything about it because the clocks can't start until the ball is touched. But that kind of drives me crazy, too.
Yeah. 4007 saying he was a wrestler, so he doesn't. He doesn't know how the coming over to talk to the coaches is going to hinder the game or whatnot. There you go. 98-43, go back to calling closely guarded on the dribble, rewarding good defense. They're talking about getting rid of that.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I like that. I like that, 98-43. I hope that does not go away. We'll come back to this. We're going to take a quick break and come back. And as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up Hawkeye Downs tickets right now. We've got a 4-pack of tickets to a race night on a Friday night this year out of Hawkeye Downs. We start up tomorrow night, racing at 7:30. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Should be a great time. Should be a great night out there. Find out more at kgymradio.com. Caller 6, you're going to pick up those tickets. Give us a ring, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll let you know who our winner is when we come back.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Get ready for the growing season and shop the plant sale at Feed Iowa First May 8th. There'll be a variety of plants and produce available on a first-come, first-served basis, each potted and ready to go. Buy one for $3 or build a tray of 15 for $40.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Whether you're just starting up, adding equipment, or expanding your footprint, Fairfax State Savings Bank is here for your small business, wherever you are. From your business to our office, to your kitchen table after a long day, we're there when you're ready to bring your dreams to life. We know small business. We love small business. So when it's time for a small business loan, talk to us. Visit thebankhere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank. Changing lives one neighbor at a time. Member FDIC.
Brian and Marion, I believe, is our winner. No, it has not. Buttons is going to tell me our winner here in a moment. As we come your way in the last minute or so of the gym class here in KGYM. For more on the Community MVP brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank, go to kgymradio.com for more information on that. Chris in Anamosa. Thank you, Chris. Enjoy your time at the races. Of course, we get started coming up tomorrow. Mark, one more, and this goes to harkens to the NBA from 2658. They'd like to see the NBA All-Star Game method of playing college basketball, and that is, of course, you add 10 points to the team that is in the lead with X number of minutes to go and play for that number, which allows teams to go hard in the last 15, 10 minutes of the ball game. We'll see how that plays out. Hey, thanks, everybody, for all of the discussion as far as college basketball is concerned. It's a great game, and hopefully whatever is decided will make it an even better game out there. Have fun with Austin Ash tomorrow, Mark.
We will indeed, and have a good night tomorrow, and we'll talk to you on Monday. We'll talk to the rest of you tomorrow.
All right. Todd and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Changing your oil. We've got what you need. Regular changes are the best way to